something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing for kings, nothing for crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Whole situations.
You're listening to comedy on NPR, Old Time Radio.
Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tomorrow.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I hope you're enjoying the programming of Mystery Play Internet Radio. It is a real pleasure and honor for me to share these shows with you, broadcasting and sharing these wonderful programs to the delight of millions of listeners. It would have been impossible without the financial support of listeners like you. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener supported. Here's an invitation to you. This is critical, so please listen. Right now, send in a donation via PayPal. Just go to www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com and click on that donation page. That's www.mpir-otr.com. www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you.
That is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show.
I hear melody. I hear melody. Sparkling songs of love tingle from your touch.
Welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians broadcasting from Radio City in New York. Pretty hot day here in New York today, and here's your host, Don Fred.
Good morning, everybody. Unless it's evening or you happen to be listening, in which case, good evening. That was Bill Bivens, except that something seems to be wrong here. Bill, you didn't put the old zing into that introduction, you know. And here's your host for today, Don Craig. What's the matter? Not feeling so well, Bill?
Everything's all right again.
Oh, come on now, William. Something's eating you. You better tell old Uncle Don all about it now.
Well, it's just that I guess with Fred taking the day off, you're conducting the Glee Club numbers today.
Well, sure, but...
And I suppose you're singing a solo.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am, but...
Well, doggone it, Ben. I think I should at least announce the numbers and be the MC here. You don't have to be the big shot all the time, do you?
All right, Bill. If you're going to feel that way about it, you're sure you can handle things, make everything come out right on time?
Nothing to it for a difference, young man.
All right, just let me get my solo out of the way here, and you can take over the whole works, Bill. Here's Shadrach with Leon Gray on the trumpet solo.
Big shot, John Craig singing the bass solo.
Thanks, Bill.
Children from the land of Israel,
Shadrach,
and they took a trip into the land of Babylon.
Shadrach,
now Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
Shadrach,
he took a lot of gold and he made an idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, he told everybody when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp,
you must fall down and worship the idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Who pulled them with a golden idol? Shadrach, Meshach,
Jack Abednego.
Oh, no, you couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Jack Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace. He donned the coals and the red hot brimstone. Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. Burned up the soldiers the king had put there. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called Hadar when he saw the power of the Lord.
And they had a big time in the house of
Hey, come on, Bill. Where's the applause?
For what?
For what? All right. Sabotage, I call it. Well, that was Shadrach. And now here's old Sour Grapes Bivens, who wants to announce the rest of the show. Now, look, Bill, this thing's got to be off the air at 11:29 and a half, and it's up to you.
May I say that you put things in perfectly capable hands, Mr. Craig? I'll show you how to make this show really move. Now, friends, listen. The orchestra plays and Stuart Churchill and the Glee Club sing a song based on Brahms' Hungarian Dance Number 4, entitled As Years Go By. That'll show you.
Still have you to love as you.
All right, another announcement, Joe. Another announcement. Come on.
Oh, this one's easy. The orchestra plays the old favorite, Margie.
So you're doing fine, Bill. I guess I'll go out for coffee.
Lovely Jane Wilson to sing All My Love. Oh,
Jane. Now, Bill, you're sure you don't want me to take over this emceeing job now?
Oh, no. You're sick of your conducting and singing, young fellow. Old man Bivens will take care of the announcing. Right now, here's Joe Marine to sing for Nick Marine of Seaport, New Jersey, My Heart is a Hobo.
Fred Waring reminds us of something we didn't really need reminding of. Today is the birthday of Fern, who will always be our lovely lady of the violin. So it's happy birthday and the best of everything to Fern away out west. Well, Bill, I put you on again. Here's another announcement.
Well, now listen, I'll show you a thing or two. The orchestra, directed by Fred Kelly, plays. Jane Wilson sings. And the Glee Club also sings. Love it. Thank you.
Well, you're sure we're coming out on time now, Bivens.
It's Bill Bivens. There's nothing to the time angle, though, but look who's here now. There's the inner dandelion, Joe Marine, to sing Tallahassee.
You listen, all you people on the stars are saying, oh, won't you listen to my friendly advice? About a quarter after seven, we'll be pulling into paradise. When you see land, kind of green and grassy, beneath the moon, right beyond compare.
When you hear the
music,
high and sassy,
and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on the evening air. When you see folks so polite and classy, and every smile that you say and rest, get off that train, you're in Tallahassee, that Southland at its best. Window of the train, how in the world can you complain? You ought to see how it shines, the way it shines on the pine.
When you hear blue jays
chirp, 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 you take a sniff of the cooking hanging on the evening air. When you see four all polite and classy, and every smile that you say and read, get off that train.
The capital city of Florida, and the Southland,
at its
best.
But Dixie's at its best.
Well, it's time now to hear from the Glee Club and Stuart Churchill. He's saying, look for the silver lining.
Well, you sure you don't want us to kill a little time, Bill? This is our last number, and it's pretty early, you know.
Now, look, Bud, I know what I'm doing. Let's
well, I hope so, but incidentally, didn't you forget to say who's conducting this number?
Might I ask who cares?
My mother cares.
Oh, all right, then. Conducted by Don Craig.
Thank you.
applause?
I don't know, Bill.
You're not through, are you, Don?
Your show, you know.
Only 11:27. A little more applause, isn't it?
Look, Bill, you're the guy that wanted to keep this show moving, aren't you?
Yes, but,
Well, look. You moved us right into a peck of trouble with Fred Waring, NBC, the Coast to Coast Network, producer Paul Knight, and...
Gosh, we've got to do something. I'll be fired.
All right, wise guy. Maybe Fred Cully's got an idea.
Come here, Fred.
What's the matter, boys? Are you in trouble?
Well, look that way.
It looks like you're in between the devil and the deep blue sea, doesn't it?
I think you're right.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, that's just what we'll play for you.
You're grand.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Don Craig speaking. Hope you enjoyed our show. I guess Fred Cully and the orchestra saved the day for Bivens and Craig, who you'll be happy to know have made up and are living happily ever after. Fred will be back tomorrow to do the worrying over the timing. We hope you'll be back to do the listening. Bye. Bye.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.